McGuire asked a Walworth County judge yesterday for a new trial in his 2006 conviction, but Judge James Carlson turned down the request. Walworth County District Attorney Philip Koss says that ruling is in the public's best interest.
Well, because I think that it's one step closer to ultimately making sure that this conviction stands.
Koss did not strongly press the judge yesterday to revoke McGuire's bond, but immediately after the hearing, the priest was taken into custody because the Wisconsin Department of Corrections says McGuire has again violated his probation terms, this time by not keeping current on the state's sex offender registry. McGuire's attorney, Robert Hennick, says the timing of the arrest is suspicious.
It follows, you know, the big media circus, and especially given the agent in Illinois said that there wasn't any problem.
McGuire lives in Illinois and reports to a parole agent there. By media circus, Hennick refers to some national coverage given to McGuire, given that he used to be Mother Teresa's spiritual advisor and is now the focus of a growing number of lawsuits and allegations that he may have abused kids as recently as 2004. Barbara Blaine of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says McGuire's supervisors may have been covering up for him.
If the Jesuits were this reckless with this predator, how many more predators like this are still out there?
A Jesuit order in Chicago denies any cover-up of McGuire's actions, but says it wants the 77-year-old priest incarcerated. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.